This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the room. There were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're all so stupid, it is you take lessons.
You're despicable.
We are... I'm going to love it. It's called Fat Finger Syndrome. Yeah, we are back. I'm Joe Bassini, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I do appreciate the time you spend with me on the air. In the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. A lot going on to over the three-hour span here. We've got David Beagle. I call him my SEIU slayer coming up tonight. And he spent over $1 million of his own money to fight the SEIU. Not so much to keep them away. And you would say, oh, of course, you're a big businessman. He didn't care about that. No, he actually did care about his employees. He had like 3,300 employees at the time. And they didn't want, the SEIU didn't want them to vote the union in. They wanted him to force the union in. Now, any of you who think that's okay, especially if you're on the Dem side, wow, you're for freedom, huh? Freedom of choice, hire? Or is it only when it comes to abortion you're for freedom of choice? No, he fought them because he simply wanted them to be able to vote. He wanted his employees to vote the process in or not. Really that simple. Right? And then we have, General Paul Vallely joins me, retired General Paul. And he's always got his pulse on what's going on in the Middle East. He's got many connections to the local, well, I shouldn't say the local, to our administration here in the U.S. And he does know what's going on. He knows what's going on with our generals. He knows what's going on in the military. And he's going to explain to us why we're in such a world of hurt. Really, seriously. And when you look at this stuff, when you look at what's going on around us, when you look at the stupid choices that the current administration is making, you can understand why it's such an issue. You know, why do we have so many issues? Why we are chasing our tails all over the place? It's nuts on so many levels. Anyway, like I said, I am Joe Messina, your host. I do appreciate the time you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Or you can send me an email to joe@therealside.com. That's joe@therealside.com. All right. Somebody sent me this story, and I don't know. Have I checked this thing out? I hope I did. So, apparently Obama's hired Obama. God, I can't even get his name out properly, huh? Obama has hired a radical Muslim who praised 9/11 in a Homeland Security position. What do you think of that? Right? I mean, I am livid and I am amazed. I saw passion and anger in Obama's face yesterday like I've never seen before. Right? I mean, I wish he had that kind of hate. I wish he had that kind of irritant for the extremists that keep killing us. No, he has that hate. He has that irritant for Donald Trump. Okay? That's what his irritant is. He doesn't like what Donald's saying. He agrees with nothing of what Donald's. Of course he doesn't agree with anything. And Donald's more a liberal than he is a conservative, for God's sakes. But Obama doesn't want liberal. He wants total socialism. Right? Now, what I love is you bunch of cowards out there that want to blame the Orlando shooting on everybody but the terrorists. You want to blame it on Christians? You want to blame it on conservatives? You want to blame it on Republicans? You're trying to get into a gun issue? God, I can only imagine what your kids are like. Right? And he refuses to use the word, and I talked about this last night, radical Islam. And you know, he said, what does it get me? What does it do? Changing terminology doesn't fix anything. Well, actually, yes, it does. It does, very much. Because what it does is it delineates between the two. It delineates between Islam and radical Islam. And you keep saying that they're not the same. Well, then call them out as different. Now, it looks like President Obama has hired Laila Alawa to be on the Homeland Security Subcommittee. Here's why this is a problem. Okay? One of the new members of Obama's Homeland Security, and this is according to BizPak Review, one of the new members of Obama's Homeland Security Advisory Council, he's on the subcommittee of Countering Violent Extremists, is a 25-year-old Syrian immigrant who's not only outright rejected ever accepting the idea of truly being an American, but he has praised the 9/11 attacks as a positive good and indulged constant racist attacks on white people on Twitter. And the president calls Donald Trump the hypocrite. He calls Donald Trump the antagonist. Donald Trump the bigot, the hater. Right? But he takes responsibility. I'm telling you, the guy's got a problem. And some of you get mad at me when I say this, but the guy's got a problem between the ears. And it isn't just a problem of integrity or honesty. He's got a real issue. You hire a guy that prays the 9/11 attacks. You hire a guy that is constantly tweeting out about how bad white people are, how bad America is. And you put him on a subcommittee for countering violent extremists. On a Homeland Security subcommittee. That is not poor judgment, people. That's insanity. That is just flat out insanity. I don't care who you are. If you can't admit that, if you can't accept that, are you so party centric? Are you so hot on your party? Are you willing to throw the rest of us? And I'm not talking about just Republicans and conservatives. I'm talking about any American citizen. Because I know you guys don't believe this, but the Democrat Party isn't the only one out there. In California, I think we have 50 some odd different parties registered. So they're all wrong. You're the only one right. If you believe that, you're the problem. You're what the problem is with this country. Already started. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. We'll be back in just a couple of minutes. I need to calm down.
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cups, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional items. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and bands nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product and a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IBC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Here's Dr. Paul Meyer, Christian psychiatrist, author of 85 books, and founder of the national chain Meyer Clinics, to tell you about To Your Health liquid vitamins.
I've been taking these every day for over a decade now, and I try to encourage every one of my clients to take them every day, and there's a number of reasons. First of all, it's the best vitamin you can get. It's got dozens of vitamins, antioxidants, and nutrients in it. And then the most important reason why I do it as a psychiatrist and recommend it to my patients is because it's got brain food in it. It's got the essential amino acids. It's got tryptophan, phenylalanine, tyrosine, choline, vitamin B6, and these chemicals that are all natural from food turn into the brain chemicals that make you happy.
To Your Health is delicious. Find out more today. Call us 800-801-3459 or visit online at mytoyourhealth.com. Use the coupon code RADIO15 for a 15% discount on your order. That's mytoyourhealth.com.
Vaping enthusiasts, head to VaporPalace.com. Choose from over 150 flavors and a selection of exclusive private stock vapor liquid you won't find anywhere else. New flavors are added every month, and our customer service is unbeatable. VaporPalace.com offers 15% off all vapor liquid on Fridays, and get 10% off every order with coupon code VAPOR10 at checkout. Combine the codes on Fridays for 25% off. The ultimate destination for the vaping enthusiast, VaporPalace.com.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health issue and company and other factors. Not available in all states.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
But we have to pass the bill so that you can find out what is in it away from the fog of the controversy.
We are back. And you are listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to be with you. Appreciate the time you spent with me on the air in the chat room, texting and tweeting. Being part of the conversation. I know there's a gazillion ways to get involved in the conversation. If you hop up on the website, therealside.com, you can watch live, listen live, take the poll. There's a whole bunch of stuff you can do up there. I want to welcome on board Red State Talk Radio. You can find them at redstatetalkradio.com. They've added our show to their lineup as well. Appreciate the time with them. You can find us on my website, therealside.com, stations, times, all that fun stuff. You can find us at GCN Live. I mean, there's a million ways to get the show. And I want to, listen, by the way, our heart goes out to those, not only the ones who lost loved ones on Sunday morning, but also to the family who lost that two-year-old at Disney to an alligator. I can only imagine. Imagine being the father and sitting there and watch that alligator just try to pluck, or actually did pluck that kid up pretty much out of their hands. The And there's no way that child survived that. You know, and now they're finding alligators and they're cutting them open to try to find the remains of the child. And this is 20 hours later. I don't even want to see what that thing looks like. You know what I'm saying? Anyway, yeah, I know it's a gruesome thought. I'm sorry, but again, our hearts and prayers go out to the family. That father has just got to be beside himself. We're talking about Mr. Obama's love for this country, and he shows it on a regular basis by apologizing for us all over the place for things we haven't done yet. And hiring people who hate us, who hate this country, on security subcommittees. I mean, can one of you write in and let me know? Call in, write in, send me an email, joe@therealside.com. Explain to me how that makes sense. Now, if you're going to say, you know, you're Italian, you should know, you keep your friends closer, your enemies closer. Yeah, I'm not buying it. He's not that smart. Now, he has hired Laila Alawa to be on the Homeland Security Subcommittee. Again, this guy, he's praised the 9/11 attacks as a positive thing. Okay, he's constantly engaging in racist attacks on Twitter. Now, can you imagine if any Republican did that? They'd all be beside themselves. In September 2014, Alawa insisted that 9/11 changed the world for good. He said, there's no other way to say it. I just hope that we keep open conversations about our differences. Yeah, I'll keep an open conversation with you. The differences with what? With not killing innocent people? And you're okay with killing innocent people, apparently. Now, Obama's new member of Homeland Security also recently said that she will never consider herself an actual American, even though she came to the U.S. as a 10-year-old. Yeah. She really bought into this country, isn't she? That's what we want. We want people protecting us that don't love us, that wouldn't die for us. Get me started. As a 10-year-old child, Alawa says, she will always consider herself a Syrian, but I'll always be a Syrian. I will always be from Syria. I will always be of Syria. She wrote that in an article in November 2015. She called Syria her homeland in the article. Let me tell you what. My grandparents came here from Italy. I have a lot of relatives who came here from Italy. They became Americans. They don't call it their homeland. This is their homeland. The U.S. of A., the United States of America, is their homeland. They're of Italian descent. They call it the old country. You know why? Because they came here for a new start. This is their new country. Right? And she pounds away on Twitter attacking white people. He seems to be okay. See, you know, he talks about curbing racism. He's one of the biggest racists we know. Him and his wife. With his wife saying that one of the biggest problem with this country is white people. That's not a racist comment. Oh, that's right, too. Black people can't be racist, which is not true. Because if you have black friends, if you have honest black friends, they will tell you that blacks can be racist also. Anybody can be a racist. On September 10th, 2015, she attacked the U.S. as a place where being America means being white. Yeah, not in my family, not where I come from. She's a liar, and she's being disingenuous. The truly disturbing thing here is that these tweets are just the tip of the iceberg. The woman has mounds of tweets and social media posts attacking our nation, freedom of speech, and everything that makes our country wonderful. So she won't mind... if this committee comes up with a way to attack freedom of speech. And you talk about the vetting process that this administration has never been able to get right. He thinks that she's wonderful for the position. This position is to keep us safe from terrorism. Which means you'd have to see 9/11 as a terrorist attack. Now, Obama's got to be either just totally inept or just plain evil. Why would you put this person in this place of a position of authority? And you're going to hear from General Vallely. He would probably be on the side of believing that the president is just flat out evil. Period. And I got to tell you, it's very hard to protect the president. It's very hard to push back. And I have pushed back on some of my right-wing friends on some of the things they've called the president out for. Now, remember when the president called, he's called the family members of the thugs, what was his name, Michael Smith? I mean, the president had no problem calling out family members, calling families who engaged in criminal activity. Yeah, I'm sorry the kid's dead, but he engaged in criminal activity. Let's just be clear about it, all right? But he hasn't bothered to call the Florida governor. Maybe because he's a Republican. You talk about politicizing stuff, and don't write me to tell me that, the Republicans politicize everything. Right. Because the president couldn't wait 3 minutes into a speech to talk about how bad the Republicans were because they're not for gun control. The entire country is arguably in the world has been fixated on devastating shooting that took place in Florida. I mean, everybody's trying to still figure out what, how, where, and I don't mean like we're idiots. We can't figure out what. We know what. We even know why to a degree. Right? Almost 50 people were killed. I would say you don't even have to know their sexual orientation. I realize it was an attack on the LGBTQ community. But what I'm trying to get at is you don't even have to know their sexual orientation to know that 50 human beings were killed for no good reason. Really that simple. We'll talk more about this on the other side of the break. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to The Real Side. Don't go far. Got a lot more coming up. Seriously. You're going to love it. Hey, you've missed a healthcare deadline. You don't have any kind of healthcare. Don't worry about it. My friends at Liberty HealthShare have the answer. Now, Liberty HealthShare offers an affordable healthcare option that allows Americans to enroll any time of the year. If you've already enrolled but you don't like the plan you had shoved down your throat, you still have options. Liberty HealthShare gives control back to you. Americans can manage and direct their healthcare yet still be in good standing with the Affordable Care Act. Members are exempt from tax penalty and mandates imposed on individuals for not having healthcare insurance. That gives you the freedom and control of your own insurance. Insurance choices. Liberty HealthShare plans allow members the ability to choose any doctor or hospital across the nation. Yes, it's your choice. Memberships for individuals, couples, and families, but not the dog. They offer a variety of options that best suit your medical needs. If you're a freedom-loving American like I am, looking for contract-free healthcare, then this is for you. For more information on how you can enroll any time of the year, call 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org. You can even hop on therealside.com and find it there as well.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine, and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day. But growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Please answer the question.
I'm Trump, senior host. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I do so much appreciate the time you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And listen. Don't go, you know, and you got to pay attention to what's going on. You got to be part of the conversation. The only way you get information is to be part of the conversation. Really, seriously. And for those of you who don't think you need to be, you got it all figured out. Don't run for office, please. We got enough people sitting in office think they know everything. We are talking about President Obama and his inability to vet anybody, or even care. I think at this point, I'm believing he doesn't even care. Actually, that's not true. I finished up that story. Check that out in the last segment. I'm beside myself with it. I cannot believe that he would hire or appoint a known sympathizer to ISIS, right, to the terrorists, one who applauded the 9/11 murder attack on this country. And he puts him on a Homeland Security subcommittee. Puts her on it. Yeah, he loves us, all right. And I'm going to say, yeah, I know, it seems like it's a bashing Obama hour, but they've popped up all over the place. I can't just let them go. Obama has decided that it's okay to call getting involved in calling the thugs families from around the country. Was it that Michael Smith? And a few others. He's calling the families for their condolences to see what he could do to help. Now, we're going to get to the bottom of this. Right? The whole world is fixated on the shooting that took place in Florida on Sunday morning. Right? 49 people were gunned down. It's really that simple. 49 human beings were gunned down. So condolences and support were pouring in from all over the world after the shooting. But guess who didn't pick up the phone to call? You know, I guess he didn't want to get up at 3. But guess who did not pick up the phone to call? That's right. President Obama did not call Republican Governor of Florida. I'm telling you, he is a party animal. It doesn't matter. Chris Christie took a lot of heat for the fact that he thanked the president. Got up close and personal to the president for what he did in the in the aftermath of the hurricane there. Which was the right thing to do. The president did the right thing, and he came down to visit the people. That's all fine. I'm good with that. That's what he should be doing. But Obama, you know what? He didn't think to pick up the phone and call the governor and say, man, bad stuff, man. What can I do to help you? What do you need from me? Not a great president? Not a great team player? So Rick Scott said that the White House staffer has called, but there has been no direct communication from the president. In an interview with Brian Kilmeade on Fox News, Fox and Friends on Tuesday, Florida Attorney General Pam Bondi had also indicated her disappointment in the president's lack of direct contact with the Florida officials. But guess who did call? Not that he could do anything. That's right. Former President George W. Bush reached out to Scott. He said he and Laura were praying for us, said Scott. And anything he could do that he could help, he would love to be helpful. He would love to do something. Now, as much of a buffoon as some of you think he is, he showed more class in that one phone call than your president has showed in the last 7.5 years. Obama's doing what he does best, playing politics. That's what he does. Let's just be honest about it. And you can, some of you guys can defend him till the cows come home, and it just, your ignorance shines when you do that. Right? I mean, he couldn't, what is it, beneath him to call a governor? Beneath him to work with the governors of the states that he's supposed to protect? The man has never really got this job, has he? He really hasn't figured this thing out, has he? It's just amazing to me. And talk about giving in, right? Somebody just sent me a text. Yeah. We'll talk about that later. Yeah, we'll leave you hanging. We'll talk about that later. And to show you... to show you the kind of drugs this president is taking. I want you to know that President Obama actually believes that we are safer today than we were 8 years ago. Remember I said he pretty much takes credit for everything? Right? Anything that he thinks is good, anything he thinks is right, is something because of something he's done. Seriously. And we have not seen this level. You realize Baltimore and Chicago. Chicago has been on the rise from a standpoint of crime, shootings, that kind of stuff. They've been on the rise forever. I shouldn't say that. They have definitely been on the rise over the last 4, 5, 6 years. So you can't say it's safer when crime is on the rise. You can't say it's safer when more people are being killed in Democrat-run cities. Go figure. Right? The no-gun city. This weekend alone, 7 dead, 33 injured in Chicago. Now, a five-year-old girl was among the 40 people shot in Chicago over the weekend. Isn't that cool? Isn't that wonderful? All I'm saying to you, what kind of sense does that make? What kind of sense does that make? You think it's safer to pull guns? You're going to talk about... Let me tell you what. California's going to... they're trying to push a deal where you can only buy one gun. You can only buy one gun a month. And they're fighting saying, well, look, that doesn't stop your right to have a gun. So here's what they're doing. You can buy one gun a month. You can only buy so much ammunition. You have to go through background check each time you buy ammunition. They're trying to make it so you can't have clips that will hold more than 10 bullets. And one legislator, one piece of work, right, wants to make it so you can only buy ammunition. You ready for this one? If you got liquid, go ahead and swallow in your mouth. That you can only buy ammunition at the firing range for what you use at the firing range. Come on, let that sink in. But they're not. Right? They're not trying to keep you from owning and enjoying gun usage. Right? By doing all of that. Come on, doesn't it make you nuts? They think they're being sneaky. They think they're so smart, but I'll tell you what, they are smart to a degree. Because some of you won't work to throw them out. You complain about it on Facebook, you complain about it on Twitter. But what have you done to get them out? And then those of you on the left who complain about this stuff, boy, not only have you drank the Kool-Aid, I think you're eating those little Kool-Aid Jell-O cubes. You know what I'm talking about? Right? What do you think? So the president says, again, president says that the country is safer than it was 8 years ago. And you could probably fill the Library of Congress with the embarrassing sound bites from this guy, Josh Ernst. I mean, can you imagine him every single time he goes in to get information from the president and the team? He's probably sitting there smacking his head. I got to believe this. I can't believe he's this stupid. I just don't. And he's got to be sitting there going, how am I going to spin this? How am I going to make this work? How am I going to spin this one? I really wouldn't want to be him. So the president does believe it is important to his successor is somebody who recognizes that our country is safer than it was 8 years ago, that we enhance our standing around the world, that we've strengthened our alliances, and that we have refined and improved and strengthened our homeland security, and that the tooth fairy will be here Tuesday night. And the guy is a flaming lunatic. And if you listen to my shows from early on, I did not call him that. I actually gave him the benefit of the doubt. We are not safer. We do not have better relationships with our Middle Eastern allies. We do not have better relationships with the Europeans. We don't. They laugh at him. And in turn, they laugh at us. Look all you crazy Americans elected. What's wrong with you people? Really, I had to think about that. You want to break down some of the terror attacks that have happened under President Obama's watch? Huh? I mean, we could have a lot of fun with this if you'd like. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You listen to The Real Side. We'll be... Yeah, I know. I couldn't stop. We'll be back in a minute.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1, stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything, your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2, call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-941-5257. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-941-5257. Step 3, congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-941-5257. That's 1-800-941-5257.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
You want answers?
I want the truth!
You can't handle the truth!
We are back. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always appreciate the time you spend with me. Head up to the website, therealside.com. You can watch live, listen live, look live. You can do all kinds of fun stuff up there. You can send me an email, joe@therealside.com. joe@therealside.com. Again, you can, if you give me your email address, I will send you an email once a week letting you know who we're having on the show, what we're doing, that kind of thing. Okay? It ain't that hard. So anyway, I got to finish this. This is making me crazy. The White House says Obama believes that we are safer now than we were 8 years ago, which proves that he lives in the land of Oz, doesn't it? It proves that he's in a continual state of Groundhog Shadow Day from within Alice in Wonderland, don't you think? Anyway, I don't even know how you do this with a straight face sometimes. Well, let's break down some of the terror attacks that have happened under President Obama's watch, and I'm sure it's the Republicans' fault. See, the fun thing about it is that he likes to tout how he's the most transparent, he's the most of this, he's the most of that, he's the most successful. And then he blames another group. Well, why do you... Maybe, Mr. Obama, maybe the other presidents weren't successful because your group kept them from being that way. I mean, doesn't it work both ways? Wouldn't the logic flow the same way? You know, let's break down some of the terror attacks, right? Mr. Obama, pay attention here. How about the Garland shooting? The Oklahoma beheading? The Chattanooga, Fort Hood, Boston bombings? the Orlando shooting, the San Bernardino shootings. And every time you said, we're going to get to the bottom of this, we're going to get it worked out, we're going to fix it, every time you come back to, it's a gun issue, it's the stupid Republicans, or the jerky Republicans, whatever, we've got thousands of refugees pouring into this country. Our own FBI director says he can't properly vet them all. But you're okay with that. And you think that that's safer? The world's falling apart, the deadliest terrorist groups in the world, we haven't seen this kind of terrorism in God knows how long. None of our lifetimes, anyhow. These guys are controlling large land masses in Libya, Iraq, and Syria. And they plot against our country on a regular basis. They're constantly plotting against our country. And there's more than one. There's many of them. You know what I'm saying? That's all of it. Now, murders are up in many U.S. cities. So how you see that, I'm thoroughly confused. How you see that is safer is beyond me. I'm not joking, I'm dead serious. I don't know how you use your numbers, how you think things, I guess it must be backwards logic. Major cities across the U.S. have experienced a surge in homicides in recent months. Yeah, and not kidding, and not just recent months, a steady rise over the last couple of years. Right? This continual rise has been going on for a while. Now, murders are up in roughly 30 cities nationwide. Yeah, go ahead, let that sink in. Right? Now, this data comes right from the police chiefs in those cities. Nearly half of the city surveyed showed increase in homicides in the first quarter, compared with 2015 when the murder rate in many U.S. cities rose after decades of decline. Now they start going up. The data paints a varied picture. Some cities, well, God. Yeah, right. You know what happened? The screen flickered, came back, went to a totally different story. Nearly half of the city surveyed showed increase in homicides in the first quarter of the year compared with 2015, when the murder rate in many U.S. cities rose after decades of decline. But the data paints a whole different picture. Some cities have experienced a slight rise in murders. Others have seen declines. While nearly a dozen metropolitan areas, including Chicago, Los Angeles, Nashville, Memphis, and San Antonio. They'll change that soon. The report comes 2 days after the FBI Director James Comey linked a recent increase in crime to so-called Ferguson effect, a theory that law enforcement has been less aggressive because of concerns about being recorded, potentially charged with a crime. You're right, because, you know, it's... And you guys say, yeah, see that? You know, we put cameras on them, and then they don't want to, because they want to commit crimes. That's why they don't want the cameras. No, because you guys go out of your way looking for things to hang them with. You're looking for ways to make them bad. You're looking for ways to hang them. So the recent increase, they call it the Ferguson effect. Right, so now they're blaming it on the cops. It isn't because there's more crime. It's just a cops problem. It's a cops problem when they enforce it. It's a cops problem when they don't enforce it. Coming from people who've never spent a day out enforcing the law. There's no evidence to back that up. You know that, right? Seriously. No evidence whatsoever. Now, criminologists have yet to determine, though, whether the homicide spikes are short-term increases after decades of falling crime levels, or if this is the beginning of a new larger trend. Now, the report, which includes 63 of the association's 68 member departments, found that there were 1,300-plus homicides from January through March. That was compared to 1,200 in 2015 for the same time frame. Number of rapes and robberies, aggravated assault, and non-fatal shootings, which saw a significant jump from 3,800-plus, that was in 2015, to 4,600. Almost 1,000. Yeah. But we had to stop using stop and frisk because it wasn't fair. It's okay to let those other people get assaulted. It's okay to let more people get killed over it. Yeah, as long as we don't insult thugs, thieves, robbers, that kind of thing. We don't want to do that. Chicago experienced one of the biggest homicide increases of any city, jumping to 141 homicides in 2016, compared with 83 in 2015. In the last several months, the city has been roiled by fallout from the fatal shooting of Lakeen McDonald, a black teenager, by Jason Van Dyke, a white Chicago police officer. A task force found systematic problems of racism and bias within the department, and protesters have repeatedly called for Mayor Rahm Emanuel to resign. But he was Obama's handpicked guy. Why would you want him to resign? No, seriously. Others, see, the ludicrousness of this. Think about how asinine this is. You've got proof positive. Like I said, things about like de Blasio, who out of New York, who stopped the stop and frisk program because he didn't like the message it sent. What was the message? That if you're not where you're supposed to be, if you come into an area looking for trouble, you're going to get trouble? A bad message. And watch the crime rate increase. But he won't attribute it to that, even though it was on the decline. They weren't having many problems. Well, not New York City. You know what I'm saying. They weren't having problems related to that. But he won't admit to that because it doesn't feel right. Doesn't matter what the staff say. It doesn't feel right. Now, other cities with significant increase included Dallas, 45 homicides to date, compared to 26 in 15. Jacksonville, Florida, 30 in 2016, 18 in 2015. Las Vegas, 40 in 16 and 22 in 15. Los Angeles, 73 and 55, respectively. I feel like I'm good on sports scores. Memphis were 48 and 16 and 31 and 15. Nashville, 20 and 13. San Antonio, 34 and 23. You know, a handful of cities experienced drops in homicides. Oakland, Houston, Charlotte, Tulsa. All posting minor inclines, declines. Inclines. I don't know how you fix this. Okay, and for you to say we're going to stop doing what's been working because it's not right, it doesn't feel good. We're going to try something else, and we'll keep trying until it works. So you're willing to put the safety of the American people out because you just don't care. No, seriously, that's what it boils down to. You just don't care. You can't say you care and then stop programs that help them. I'm just saying. I know it's like a crazy example here, but you know, you keep putting gas in your car, diesel or gas, whatever. That's how most cars are. So you keep putting gas or diesel, and then you decide one day, you know, I'd rather do. I think I'd rather use cucumber juice. And you put it in there, it doesn't start, it doesn't do anything, it won't run. But why would you stick with what's running? Why don't you stick with what works? Why don't you stick with what was laid out to be tried and true? I know some of you are saying a stupid example, bad example. I'm trying to be ridiculous so you get the point. You know, I don't know. I'm not going to give you any more examples. You get it. This is not brain surgery. You guys are smarter than this. I know you are. But what is it going to take for them to start calling these things what they are? Think about it. You won't call ISIS what you want to call it? I got to go. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. We'll be back in a couple of minutes. No, we won't. Yeah, we will. We'll be back in a couple of minutes.